Greetings and welcome into our Week 3 recap here on NEI Radio. Each week we will give a summary of the games I attended throughout the week, as well as a player interview from on the field after the game. This will allow us to open up more time in our weekly podcast for other player interviews, coaches interviews, or just more time with Scott Eklund from Dogman.com. Either way, let's get right into the action. On Thursday night, I was fortunate enough to be part of the Root Sports broadcast live from Seattle's Memorial Stadium as the Liberty Patriots were in town to face off against the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Overall, we didn't see a ton of offense from either team, but there were some standout performances. Along the defensive line for Liberty, Julian Bruce really stood out. The 6'5", 285-pound Bruce was a terror all night, and really it may not come as much of a surprise as some of you may recognize his last name. His older brother, M. Christo Bruce, starred for the Liberty Patriots before heading out to Pullman and playing for the Washington State Cougars. While the Liberty offense was only able to muster 17 points, there is a lot of potential. Senior Austin Regis is a dual-threat quarterback that kept the Rough Riders on their toes all night. Following the win, I caught up with Austin to get his thoughts on the game. I'm here with quarterback Austin, well, I guess quarterback running back, a little bit of everything here tonight. Austin Regis following Liberty's 19-6 win here on Root Sports tonight. Austin, tell me about the game.
Oh, man. Started the game. We came out great. Offense was grinding. We drove down the field. A couple penalties set us back, but the defense set the tone. And we just pushed through some stuff, and we got it done. Played great.
You guys run the fly sweep, and you really distribute the ball a lot. I believe you had something 7 or 8 ball carriers tonight. You guys finished close to 400 yards of offense. Yeah. You guys, is that something you do, try to get the ball to a lot of different hands?
Yeah, I mean, this year we have a bunch of dudes that can run the ball and run the ball hard. So we're pretty confident in everyone we have, and we just keep it going each week and don't let up. So, yeah.
Tell me about some of those guys. Give me some names and kind of what they bring.
Doolin Hayden, he's definitely our number one sweeper right now. He's been great all season, very consistent. Riley Larson's been in the mix at sweeper as well. And sophomore Cameron McLaren tonight had a run, and he's in the mix right now as well. In the backfield, we have Jake Wright, Cameron Spaeth, and Noah Wright right now, and they're tearing it up, so it's been great.
Offensive line played really well tonight. You guys got some I think large is a bit of an understatement in terms of your splits. Tell me about the O-line.
Oh, man. Our O-line, each week, each practice, they just come out and they go harder than anybody else. I mean, the last few years, our offensive line hasn't been exactly where we've wanted it to be. And this year, it's just been the push, everything. The heart, especially, is where we have it this year. And it's just been awesome.
Defensively, they were probably around 120 yards for the night, Roosevelt, that is. Mm-hmm. Talk about the defense. You guys were just suffocating all over the place. The D-line with Julian Bruce was just unbelievable tonight.
Oh, yeah. Julian, he's just a beast. I mean, our whole D-line, it's not just Julian. It's Julian, Noah Pritchett, Alex Allegi, Jackson Ray. It's just all of them. I mean, they just come out. It's just practice. We practice harder than any of the teams we've had in the last, I don't know how many years. And it shows, because we come out and we do this every Friday night now, and it's been great.
As far as the rest of the season goes, you guys play a what is basically a Metro League schedule, yeah. Even though in theory, I guess you're kind of an independent. Yeah. What do you look for the rest of the season?
Rest of the season is going to be a little bit different, because we haven't played some of these teams like ever. Last year we played, like last few years, I don't know, a long time, we've been playing Kinko, and we're playing a lot of teams up from there. So this year with the mixed schedule, it's going to be different. We're facing some new types of offenses, and getting some different looks. So it's going to be a challenge, but we're ready for it.
A lot of talk about your team. Let's talk a little bit about yourself now. What schools are you hearing from recruiting-wise?
Recently I've been hearing from Wazoo in Idaho, and just some other various schools from around the country, so yeah.
Everybody looking at you offensively, or any talk defensively at all?
I mean, I can play defense. I mean, I have myself down as an athlete. I mean, I play quarterback, but I mean, I've been playing running back pretty much my whole life, and I can play slot receiver. I can just put me where you want me, and I'll be there, so yeah.
All right, Austin, congratulations on the win. Best of luck this rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was 2017, running back, athlete, quarterback, he does a little bit of everything for the Patriots, Austin Regis of Liberty High School. On Friday night, I made my way out Highway 522 towards Monroe where the hometown Bearcats were facing off against the Kamiak Knights. Monroe comes in ranked number 7 in our 4A Top 10, and the Bearcats were really looking to make a statement after a sluggish Week 2 win on the road at Mount Si. Quarterback Zach Zimmerman came out firing on all cylinders, and J.J. Jerome was carrying the rock. But the most impressive part for the Bearcats was their defense. They started the night with back-to-back 3-and-outs before forcing a fumble, another 3-and-out, a second fumble, and multiple 3-and-outs before the end of the first half. Wide receiver Isaiah Cole hauled in multiple touchdown passes in the first half, and as we went to the break, the Monroe Bearcats led the Kamiak Knights 42-7. Zimmerman would get the scoring started in the second half for the Bearcats with a 6-yard TD run, followed by a 96-yard run by senior running back J.J. Jerome. Final score, Monroe 56, Kamiak 7. Following the game, I caught up with Zimmerman to get his thoughts.
56-7 win tonight. Zach, tell me about the game.
We do what we're supposed to do. Our goal was to start fast, finish stronger. And I believe throughout the game, we started fast and we finished strong.
Last week, offensively, the offense, you guys kind of struggled. Was there an extra emphasis this week to maybe hang 50?
It was just all about protecting the ball. And I'll take that offense of struggle on myself for, it's in the past. But it was all about protecting the ball and making your reads. And I feel like my guys made the routes. I got the time to throw the ball, and things just worked out.
I believe 3 touchdown passes to Isaiah Cole tonight.
Yes.
Talk about his game.
This was his best game so far. He ran his route. I don't think he had one bust tonight. He did what he was supposed to do. And not just receiving the ball, catching the ball, and scoring. He also helped out his teammates in blocking for an Isaiah Lewis touchdown.
Defensively, especially in the first half, I believe Kamiak went something like 3-and-out, 3-and-out, fumble, 3-and-out. Talk about your defense.
Tenacious D. That's our quote. And, we preach that. It's like our Bible. And our defense makes sure that we have set goals. And I believe tonight we hit all those goals. They're spectacular. I mean, we couldn't do what we did on offense without them doing what they did on defense.
Let's give a shout-out to your line really quickly. They did a good job all night protecting you. I don't know that you were on your back once all night. Talk about the big guys up front.
Unexplainable. These guys worked their butt off all week. They worked harder than anyone I've seen this week. They prepared mentally and physically to dominate. And if it was for them giving me all the time in the world, I could have done what I did tonight. And, it's rare to get a bunch of guys that can do that.
All right, Zach, congratulations on the win and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Once again, that was Monroe quarterback Zach Zimmerman following the Bearcats' big win over the Kamiak Knights. Let's move on to Saturday, where I made my way down 405 to Highline Memorial Stadium as the 2-0 Kennedy Catholic Lancers would face off against the 0-2 Kentwood Conquerors. Not too many teams played a tougher schedule than the Conks in the first 2 weeks of the year, but this was their first NPSL game of the season, and they would get off to a hot start. Back-to-back touchdown drives gave the Conks an early 13-0 lead. Kentwood would make it 20-0 when Chavez Kalua Fuima'ono scampered in from 8 yards out, but Kennedy would answer right back with a long drive of their own, capped off by a 26-yard touchdown run by Kendall Oakes. The Lancers would get the ball back and score again when Ben Naote-Ote found Jared Thurber from 16 yards out, and we went into the halftime break with a 20-14 Kentwood lead. The Lancers would take their first lead of the game in the third when Naote-Ote found Primo Ramirez from a yard out, giving the Lancers a 21-20 lead. But it wouldn't last long. Kentwood would answer right back when quarterback Colby Burton took an option keeper 22 yards out, giving the Conks a 27-21 lead with 2:51 left in the third quarter. But the Lancers would answer right back when Naote-Ote tied the game on a 78-yard pass to Jared Thurber. Then, following a Kentwood fumble, Naote-Ote and Thurber would hook up once again for 81 yards, giving the Lancers a 34-27 lead at the end of the third quarter. Now it was time for Kentwood to respond. Chavez Kalua Fuima'ono got his second rushing touchdown of the game, this time from 2 yards out, to tie the game with under 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Following a Kennedy Catholic turnover on downs, Kentwood would score again when Dyson Johnson broke away from 36 yards out, giving the Conks a 41-34 lead with just over 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. But Kennedy Catholic was not done. Following a Kentwood pass interference call in the end zone, Naote Ote would hook up with Primo Ramirez for the second time, making it a 41-40 Kentwood lead with 4 seconds left to go. The Lancers would go for 2, not convert, and Kentwood would walk away with their first win of the season, 41-40 over Kennedy Catholic. Following the game, I caught up with both Dyson Johnson and Chavez Kaluafui Ma'ono from Kentwood. First, you will hear from Dyson, then you will hear from Chavez.
I'm here with 2018 running back linebacker Dyson Johnson of Kentwood. Dyson, 41-40 victory, last second defensive stand. Tell me about the game.
Oh, that game was really intense. From first quarter, we got up big. And then after that, they came back on us, but we just leveled out and just kept on playing hard. And then we got to that final two-point stand, and we just kept the defense. It was all defense today. Defense in the front line. Front line was amazing. My linemen were amazing today. They opened the holes up for me. I just had to find them.
Tell me more about your offensive line. You had a couple of long runs, a couple of touchdowns. Tell me about your offensive line. Give me some names. Tell me who they are.
Oh, we got Connor MacArthur. We got Jonas. We got Christian. Who else we got? We got our center, our head of our line, Drew Like. And then we got we got our left guard. What's his name? But the whole time, linemen were blocking phenomenal, opening the holes for me, and I just had to find it.
You guys were 0-2 after playing two of the better teams in the state, two teams that at Northwest Elite Index, we have them ranked in the top 10. Did that help you prepare for a game like tonight?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It showed us what we need to do, to get to that point to be state, to go to state. That's the ultimate goal.
This is your first league game in the MPSL, and like you said, your ultimate goal is to get to state. Tell me what else we should be looking for out of the Conks going forward.
Well, from now on, we're going to keep on putting those wins in. Win, and we're going to dominate this MPSL. That's what we're going to do.
Tell me what it's like playing for a coach. You're a running back, so a coach like Mike Bush who wants to throw the ball a lot, but he's got a lot of energy. Tell me what it's like to play for Coach Bush.
It's great. It's actually great. If the running game is working, he's going to roll with it. If the passing game's working, he's going to roll with the passing game. Whatever's working at that time, that's what he's going to go with.
Recruiting-wise, are you being recruited? Do you have any schools talking to you or anything?
No.
Okay. Dyson, congratulations on the win, and best of luck going forward.
Thank you, sir.
I'm here with 2017 running back Chavez Kaluafui Ma'ono of Kentwood. 41-40 win. Tell me about the game.
It was a good game. It was hard. It was a hard one. We came out with the mindset to win and dominate, and I think that's what we did.
This is your first game back after, I believe, was it back surgery?
Shoulder
surgery, excuse me. So first game back, was there an idea of maybe easing you into the game a little bit?
Yeah, there was an idea of easing me in at first because they want to get a feel where I'm at. And after the first couple runs, I let them know that I was feeling good and I was ready to go and I was confident in what I could do.
His first couple of games, you guys played two really good teams in Woodinville and Bothell. Must have been hard for you to sit there and watch.
Yeah, it was hard because especially coming off the loss to Woodinville last year, you know, I definitely want to come back and do something and help. Let's get the win, but we did.
Now that you're back at full strength, what are some things we should look forward? You know, this is your first NPSL game of the year. What are some things we should look forward to out of the Conks the rest of the way?
We should look forward to us moving the ball more. We feel a lot more confident now, and our linemen, they're actually working and they're getting their job done.
All right, Chavez, congratulations on the win and best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to do it for our Week 3 NEI Radio Recap. Thank you once again to our guests Austin Regis, Zach Zimmerman, Dyson Johnson, and Chavez Kaluafui Ma'ono, and congratulations on victories this week. We'll be back again in a couple of days with our regular scheduled podcast. Until then, thank you for listening.